This is Jonathan Fernley on Stingrays Radio, joined before the matchup with the Five Flies by Stingrays coach Sylvain Cloutier. Sylvain, last time the Flies were here, it was a tight game decided by the odd goal. Are we expecting something similar tonight?
Yeah, they've been tight matches all season, and we don't expect anything different. I mean, obviously, they're fighting for their playoff life, and they're trying to come back up in the standings, and they're going to be a desperate hockey team, so we're going to have to make sure we're ready to go here.
Which players on their side have you told your team to look out for tonight?
Well, Chaumont's one of the guys you got to keep an eye on. I told Bouncy every time he's on the power play, he sets up in the half wall. He looks to pass, but he fakes it and tries to go short side all the time. And he scores a lot of goals from there. And, you know, he's going to be one of the guys we're going to have to focus on. He's been one of the hotter players for them, and we'll have to make sure we keep an eye on him.
Stingray's winning run came to an end last weekend. The spirit in the camp still high?
Yeah, I mean, we had a bump in the road there against Coventry, and things didn't go in. We had a lot of chances. We had our chances that night to score goals too, but they took advantage of their chances. But we responded well against Nottingham. We should have came out of Nottingham with something, and it's just too bad we didn't get anything out of it. But no, the guys were still up, and we're still ready to go here.
Are we starting to look forward to the end of the season, or does it still feel like mid-season?
No, I mean, obviously we want to get to the end here and close things down, and we feel we got a chance in the playoffs, so we want to get to that point, but we got to take it a game at a time. I think we got 16 games left, and we got to make sure we finish 500 or better here in this stretch.
And has it been an unsettling week at all, with rumours about other teams coming in for your players, or is that something that can just be brushed off?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we know Jeremy Tendler's a good hockey player, and they did come after him, and we closed that door pretty quick. I mean, you know, he's a franchise player here. He's been here for the past 4 years, and he's one of the best players in the league, and it's too bad that a team would even try to do that.
And he's not the sort of player that's going to let that affect his game at all?
No, I mean, I don't think there's much that affects Ten's game, so he's pretty laid back, and, you know, he just goes out and does his job, and that's all you can ask from him.
Thanks very much, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.